بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعت المسلمین, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی فی کتابہ العزیز بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم انما مثل الحیات الدنیا کما ان انزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الارض فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, سورة يونس verse 24, please go look it up. سورة يونس verse number 24. Again we hear this particle إنما, adat al-hasr wa qasr. Anything coming after it means without exception. In other words, only. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about here? He's speaking about the likeness of the life of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of examples. So Allah makes an example, we must listen closely, we must listen clearly. We must listen carefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Indeed, without any exception, the likeness of the life of this world. Why is it called dunya? Because it is adna shay. It is the lowest form of existence. And in actual fact, inshallah ta'ala, by taking with the asbab, by taking with the means and the causes, if we have true faith and we work righteous deeds, we can only go up from where we are now. We can only go up from where we are now. That is hayat al-dunya. It is the lowest life of existence. The most elevated life of existence will be eternally in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make us the inhabitants thereof. Ameen. In the hereafter. But as for the likeness of the life of this world, this lowly world that we have been placed in for a short time to be tested, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, whom of you are best in good deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is like كَمَاءٍ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. It is like water that we send down from the heavens. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, and it mixes with the vegetation of the earth. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ, that which mankind and the livestock eat from. So it rains, the seeds are in the ground, the seeds or the saplings, they absorb the water and they spring therefrom luscious vegetation, fruit, and all of the good things to be harvested. from which mankind, you and I, and the livestock, which we also end up partaking in the favor thereof, eating therefrom, mankind and the livestock eat from this vegetation. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرَفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ, until the earth has been adorned with all this vegetation, all this lusciousness, all these fruits, all these beautiful crops. The earth has taken its adornment and beautified itself through the ni'mah, through the favor of this rain that Allah has sent down from the heavens. So after it has adorned itself and beautified itself, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا, and then the people of this vegetation, the farmers, for example, the farmers who own, in inverted commas, that stretch of land, and they planted the seeds, and Allah sent down the rain, and now they see that now they have in their possession, in their worldly possession, they now have a crop. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. After this crop has now been produced by the grace of Allah, the people of that crop think that they are in control of that crop. And we can apply it to all our material possessions, whether it's coming out of the ground or whether it's coming out of a factory. We think, this is mine, I own it, I'm in control of it, I control it and my destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then our command comes either in the night or in the day. What command? The command for the destruction of that thing that we thought that was going to last forever, or that thing that we thought that we were in control of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command comes, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا, for that thing, in the night or in the day, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. حَصِيدًا literally means like a crop that has been mowed to the ground. Like something that's already been harvested. Then he makes another similitude. He says, كَأَلْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as if it wasn't even planted. As if it didn't exist yesterday. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe sent a storm or caused an earthquake or sent a flood or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes in order to destroy that which the people of that thing thought they had control over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it as if it didn't even exist yesterday. كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thus do we explain in detail our signs for those who reflect. Beautiful method. Also know that other one that we often make mention of, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله وردوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاء الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this particular verse we can find in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 20. We just did Surah Yunus, verse 24, and now go to Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 20. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'lamu, I'lamu, and know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say I'lamu or fa'lam, unless it is something of great importance. Fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah. You must know that there is none worthy worship besides Allah. It's not sufficient in terms of our iman just to say I'm a believer because my parents are believers. I inherited my religion from them. That does not suffice in order to be a Muslim in the eyes of Allah. In order to be a mu'min in the eyes of Allah. One has to know, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So when Allah says you must know something, you must take it seriously. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know with yaqeen, with certainty, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبْ وَلَّهُ. He says, know this, for sure, for certain, that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement. لَعِبُ وَلَّهُ وَزِينَ, an adornment. Oh, how we love to adorn ourselves, adorn our houses, adorn our cars, adorn our physique. اعلموا انما الحياه الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينه وتفاخر بينكم and mutual boasting, a break up cult and mutual boasting وتكاثر بينكم وتكاثر في الاموال والاولاد and also the vying with each other in the accumulation of wealth and children. In those days, in fact until very recent, until the invention of television, and especially DSTV and now Netflix, wal'iyadu billah, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil thereof. People had lots of children. We can debate as to why before and after television there are now less children. Allahu alam. Allah knows best. But as recent as 30, 40 years ago, the average Muslim family in Cape Town had between 8 or 10 and 12 children. And in the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have many children was a sign of great wealth. So what is the life of this world? It is play and amusement and adornment and mutual boasting and the vying with each other in the attainment or the accumulation of wealth and children. And then again, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. He makes that example again. This example, in fact, continues right throughout the Quran. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ, like a gentle rain. Like a gentle rain. In the ayah that we now dealt with in Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more general. He just speaks about water coming from the heavens. Now he's more specific. A gentle rain. A gentle, why? Because a gentle rain is the most productive rain. Rain that doesn't fall too hard and disturb the topsoil and soaks nicely into the earth. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. Like a gentle rain which produce that is produced therefrom is pleasing to the eye of the farmer. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. But then what happens? ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. Then it dries up. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. It turns yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. And then it crumbles into dust. Like the hasida, like the crop that has been completely mowed to the ground. كَأَلَّمْ تَخْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as in Surah Yunus. Like it didn't even exist yesterday. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And in the hereafter there is a severe punishment. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانٌ. And there's a forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? And at the end, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but deceiving enjoyment. It's filled with deception. Filled with deception. Like the deception of Black Friday. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا Black Friday. Allah, Allah. I found a very interesting article written by Lauren Grutman. You can look it up on the internet. 10 reasons why you buy things that you don't need. Let's go through them quickly. You want to impress people. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Mutual boasting amongst yourselves. إِغَسْ بِتَرَاسْ جَيْ. I got a nicer car than you. I have a nicer watch than you. A nicer cell phone than you. Number two, she says, you're in the habit. Some people shop because they like to look around. If you're one of those, realize that you probably have a shopping habit you need to break. Some people just habitually, they got nothing better to do, go to the shop and spend money. Let's not speak about the men and the women. Inshallah, that's another topic for another time. A lot of people say marriage is a workshop. You know, men must go and work and then the ladies go and shop. You know? Allahu alam, Allah knows best. Men are also just as guilty of buying things that they want and not they need. buying things that they want and not what they need. So inshallah, we can speak about that again. Number three, you don't think through what you have already have before you purchase, before you buy. And this is where contentment is so important. You know, why do we need a new, for example, liquidizer, when the one that we have that I got from my mother, it still works. You know, the old days, they used to make things that lasted. But no, we need to either impress or through force of habit, you know, if something goes over 1 or 2 years, now it's old. I mean, the biggest addiction that we have in our community is the upgrading of a cell phone for absolutely no reason. For no reason. I mean, if we think about it, 10 years ago, maybe we were paying 50 rand a month for the phone that was available then. Now we are paying 1,000 rand a month. And for most of the time, okay, now there's, of course, WhatsApp and Facebook and everything, you know, people are banking on their cell phones and doing all sorts of other things. So maybe there are applications. The use of the cell phone definitely has changed. But at the end of the day, most of the time, we just use it for making calls and sending messages. That which we could all do on our Blockias. Remember the Blockia? Nokia, the old Blockia? Number four, you're depressed and you get a high from purchasing stuff. This is true. Some people, they just, you know, and the sad thing is, and this is where the deception comes in. We go out and we buy something and the thrill of buying it. You know, it's such a high, but the sad thing is, after 2 or 3 days, a week or a month, you know, that thrill is gone. And we're looking for the next thrill. We're looking for something wrong with the product that we bought because now we need to replace it with something better and something newer. You're a tit-bit selfish, she says in number five. Let's admit, our natural state as human beings is to be selfish. Well, that comes from greed. That comes from greed. وَأُحْدَرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. Every soul has been presented with its portion of greed. It's an inherent quality of man. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those who are shielded from their greed, that's within them, and that can only be done with the shield of taqwa, the shield of taqwa. If those who are shielded from their greed, then they will be the successful ones. Say, I don't need this thing. Why am I buying it? What a waste of money. I have everything I need. Why don't I rather take the money and give it to the poor? And go send it, and there's so many poor people around us, subhanAllah. And if you've given to the poor at home, those in your vicinity, send some money overseas. There's so many poor people, so many people that are suffering overseas because of famine or drought or war, whatever the case might be. But we're too worried about, you know, ourselves. You know, what I want, not what I need. What I want more and more and more and more. And this is the essence of poverty. This is real poverty, to want more. And that's why our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wassalamu alayhi says, Iyaka wattama' fa indu al-faqr al-hadir. Beware of greed, because it's immediate poverty. Because no matter how many Black Fridays come and how many Black Fridays go, you know why it's called Black Friday? It's got nothing to do with you know, an element of, you know, darkness, or it's got to do simply with the fact that after Thanksgiving, which is the 22nd of November, most of the retailers are in the red. So what they do is now they discount the prices, you know, some up to 50%, some up to 75%. In actual fact, one of the brothers joked, he said, Sheikh, it's Black Friday tomorrow, so can you give us 50% off on your time that you spend on the khutbah? You know, just make it a half a khutbah. Okay, I can laugh, no problem. So, coming out of the red and back into the black. In other words, they're now, the Christmas season is now in, the festive season. And that's why they call it a Black Friday. It's got nothing to do with Islam. It's got nothing to do with our way of life. In fact, Friday is our weekly Eid. It is a day of joy. It is a sacred day. Certainly, no Muslim should be calling a Jumu'ah, al-Jumu'ah tu-Sawda, Black Friday. Ma'ad Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from that. So you're a tit-bit selfish, greed, And number six, you're exposed to too much advertising. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's actually, subhanAllah, I mentioned this the other day. I'll mention it again. There's actually a very good app that you can download on your cell phone, on your laptops. It's called Ad Blocker. Just try it. We can talk about it again. You can come back and tell me. But that literally, sometimes when I'm doing my research, I will open a page and I will just see the adverts clocking. They don't appear to me because they're being blocked. They're being blocked. But the ad blocker counts them. Sometimes up to 100, 200 adverts on a page. But the ad blocker, you know, keeps them away. And we get exposed to all this advertising, and immediately the shaitan says, hey, you need that, you need that, you need this, you need that. In actual fact, we end up going out and we end up making israf. Kulu wa shrubu wa la tusrifu. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifeen. Eat and drink, you know, enjoy of the good things that Allah has given you, but don't waste. Don't be extravagant. Allah loves not those who are extravagant. And we have become a very, very extravagant community. Extremely. In every aspect of our lives, we've become extremely extravagant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and guide us all. Ameen. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ إِخْوَانُ الشَّيَاطِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who waste, they are the siblings of the shayateen. لِوَنْدَخَ إِبْلِسْتَ Allah not make us of them. Ameen. Number seven, you feel that more stuff will give you a greater degree of security. A greater degree of security. Security from what? Security from what? And at the end of the day, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste the death. And what happens when you die? You're going to take it with you? The car, the house, the clothing, the watch, the cell phone. We've spoken about this so many times. Written on the door of the qabr, what's the word? What is the ayah written on the door of the qabr? لقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة. You've come unto us singular, just like we created you for the first time. Just like we left the wombs of our mothers for the first time, naked and owning nothing of this world, so we are going to be put into the ground, naked and owning nothing of this world. Just a few pieces of white cloth, a kafan, of which none of us have ever seen a pocket for change or a pocket for a cell phone, not even for a SIM card. And by the way, there's no network 6 foot under. So it's of no use. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, karramallahu wajha radiyallahu anhu. One day he went to the maqbara and he said, Ya ahl al qubur, qad sakana buyutukum ghayrukum. Qad sakana buyutukum ghayrukum. Wa qad قسمت أموالكم على أبنائكم ولقد نكحوا أزواجكم غيركم فهذا خبر ما عندنا فما خبر ما عندكم. Allah. He went to the maqbara and he said, O people of the graves, your houses have been inhabited by others than you. Your money has been divided up by your children. Your wives have been married off to others than you. That is the news that is with us. What is the news that is with you? The poet says, أَتَيْتُ الْقُبُورَ فَنَادَيْتُهَا فَأَيْنَ الْمُعَظَّمُ وَالْمُحْتَقَرُ وَأَيْنَ السُّلْطَانُ وَأَيْنَ الْمُذِلُّ بِسُلْطَانِهِ وَأَيْنَ الْمُبَاهِ إِذَا مَفْتَخَرُ تساووا جميعا فما المخبر وماتوا جميعا ومات الخبر تروح وتغدو بنات الثرى وتذهب محاسن تلك صور فيا سائلي أن أناس مدوا أما لك فيما مضى معتبر. الله الله. The poet says, I went to the graveyard and I called out. أتيت القبور فناديتها. I called out. أتيت القبور فناديتها. فأين المعظم? Where is the معظم? Where is the person that was made such a fuss of? the pop star, the sports star, the politician, the billionaire. Where's Ain al-Mu'azzam wal-Muhtaqar? Where is the one that was made such a fuss of, and where is the one that was looked down upon and thought nothing of? Wa Ain al-Mudhillu bi Sultanihi? Where is the oppressor that oppressed with his authority, misusing it, abusing it? Wa Ain al-Mubahi idha maftakhar? And where is the braggart? Where is the braggart? And that with which he bragged with. Wa Ain al-Mubahi idha maftakhar? Tasawu jami'an. Fama al-mukhbiru? They are now all equal. They are all equal. They were all put, given the same outfit, and put into the same kind of hole. Tasawu jami'an. Like they always say, nobody cares who's the richest man in the graveyard. Tasawu jami'an fama al-mukhbiru? Wa matu jami'an. They have all died. Wa mat al-khabar. And so the news of what's happening with them in the grave, for us it is also died. We don't know. We knew about the news when they were alive. Now that they've gone into the barzakh, we don't know what's going on. Wa mat al-khabar. Taruhu wa taghdu banatu fara. O children of the dust, you come and you go. You come and you go. Each generation. Generation after generation. Going back to Nabi Adam until the last hour. The generations, they come and the generations, they go. Nobody lives forever. Nobody stays here forever. Taruhu wa taghdu banatu thara wa tadhhabu mahasinu tilka suwar. And those beautiful images that we had when we were alive, those images are gone. We are now in the ground. Our beautiful images, our bodies, our physiques, they have become putrefied with the earth. They've become food for the dood. What's a dood? The worms. فَيَا سَائِلِي أَنْ أُنَاسٍ مَدَوْ. So those who are asking about the people who have left. If you're asking about so-and-so who has died, and so-and-so who has died, so-and-so who was so strong, but now they are dead. So-and-so who was so rich, and now they're dead. So-and-so who was so clever, and now they're dead. فَيَا سَائِلِي أَنْ أُنَاسٍ مَدَوْ. أَمَا لَكَ فِي مَا مَضَى مُعْتَبَرٍ. Don't you take the moral of the story that they're not here anymore? Don't you take the moral of the story that they took nothing with them? I speak to myself first, Jamaatul Muslimin. Wallahi, we are in a ghafla. We are in a ghafla. How many people are going to rush to the shops today? I mean, I've seen it on the old days when they used to have like sales in the supermarkets. And all of a sudden the manager's got a bell. And he's going, ding, 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 ding. Afslag, discount. And there the people, they come with their trolleys, you know, handbrake turn around the corner. They are rushing to get that which is discounted, not even knowing what they're going to buy. Wasting their money, wasting their time. This is the ghurur. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is nothing but deceiving enjoyment. So buying more stuff is not going to grant us any security. Not for the dunya, not for the akhirah, and certainly not from death. Number 8, you want to keep up with your friends and family. Oh, this, you know. تَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُ وَتَكَاثُرٌ. Vying with one another. Keep up with the Joneses. You know, he's got a new car. I need a new car. But nothing wrong with my car. How can I just, okay, maybe it's making a little bit of a noise, but it can be fixed. But no, and then what do we do? What do we do? We go and indulge in haram, in unlawful transactions, just to keep up with the Joneses. And it's something I spoke about the other night after Maghrib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns Bani Israel, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? Okay, salah, zakah, siyam, no problem, hajj, okay, inshallah, saving up, we're going to go, inshallah. But this thing about riba and gambling and indulging in that unlawful scheme and buying and purchasing those things which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We say, no, you know, we don't worry about that. We call it supermarket mentality. Go to the supermarket, you buy Omo instead of Surf, or vice versa. You buy Black Cat instead of Yum Yum, or vice versa. I'm not advertising for anybody. Islam is not, no supermarket mentality in Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Or those of you who believe, submit and surrender to Allah completely. وَلَا تَتَّبِئُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the paths of the shaitan. The Prophet one day, he drew a line in the sand and he said, هَذَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ يَدْعُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is the straight path that leads to paradise. And then he drew a whole lot of other side paths. And he said, وَهَذِهِ السُّبُلُ. And these paths, side paths, عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهَا شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُ إِلَى النَّارِ. At the head of all these other paths is a shaitan calling to the fire. Islam is a package deal. And Islam is not, لَيْسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِفْرَاتِ, you can't do what you like. وَلَيْسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ التَّفْرِيتِ, and nor is Islam narrow-minded or inflexible. Islam is, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries Allah has set. Don't come near to those boundaries. These are the boundaries that Allah has set. Don't transgress those boundaries. So we just have to know, what are the boundaries? What are the prohibitions? And we can live flexibly within those prohibitions. Islam is not difficult. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah says, I haven't made any part of this religion even uncomfortable, let alone difficult for you. There's nothing difficult about Islam. Everything that Allah tells us to do is for our benefit, and everything that He tells us to stay away from is to save us from detriment. As simple as that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced in this life, and the day of judgment they will be given a painful torment. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. They are like people who have engaged in a business transaction. What have they done? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. They have sold their eternity, eternal bliss. Can you imagine? Does it make sense that a person would sell eternal bliss in paradise just to follow their whims and fancies, just to follow their lusts and desires for the blink of an eyelid on the dunya? It must be the worst business deal that you and I have ever heard of. فَلَا يَخَفَفَ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Their punishment will not be lightened. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Nor will they be helped. Allah not make us of them. Ameen. Number 9, you neglect creative solutions to your problems. Instead of buying a new appliance, why not fix up the old one for less? And number 10, you think more stuff is an investment in your future. And as believers, the dunya is not our future. Well, what kind of success? In actual fact, I was reading an article about miserable billionaires. We don't have time now. I've got 2 minutes and we have to, without discount. Sorry, Kulam, no discount today. 2 minutes left. So inshallah, you can look it up. Miserable billionaires. Wealth is not going to bring us happiness. In actual fact, your wealth is only yours once it leaves your hand. Because that, when it leaves your hand, that act of giving, that is what you will take with to the qabr. Not the wealth that is in your hand. Your wealth is only yours when it leaves your hand. Just remember that. Success, ultimate success, cannot be attained on the dunya. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are successful. That is the success that we need to be aiming for. That is the success that we need to be preparing our children for. You know, if they become a doctor, alhamdulillah, inshallah. Help some people get better, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Become an accountant, mashallah, you know, maybe. Help some business people, you know, pay their taxes and, you know, do things above board. If they become a street sweeper, alhamdulillah, mashallah, keeping the streets clean. That is not important. That that's our portion of the dunya, which is that blink of an eyelid, which is that temporal space and time. But what we really need to be focusing on, are we going to be successful in the hereafter? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I end with the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He says, and this was actual fact, a story of when one of the Sahaba came back from Bahrain. It was Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah. The Prophet ﷺ sent him to Bahrain to bring the jizya. To bring the jizya that the non-Muslims had to pay for security living in the, which is actually less than zakah, which actually works out less than zakah. But a tax that was made for the non-Muslims to pay living in the Muslim state. So Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah went to go and fetch the jizya and bring back that money to Madinat al-Munawwara. And the Ansar of Medina heard that Abu Ubaidah was on his way back. And so they gathered around the Prophet ﷺ. And when the Prophet saw them, he smiled. وَقَالَ أَذُنُّكُمْ قَدْ سَمِعْتُمْ أَنَّ أَبَا أُبَيْدَ قَدْ جَاءَ بِشَيْءٍ. He said, I think that you've heard that Abu Ubaidah has come with something. He's bringing some fulus, some paisa. قَالُوا أَجَلْ. They said, yes, O Messenger, ya Rasulullah, yes indeed. So the Prophet said, فَأَبْشِرُوا وَأَمِلُوا. He said, take the glad tidings. Let me give you some glad tidings. Let me give you of that which you should have hope in. And then he said, Wallahi lal faqra akhsha alaykum. He said, by Allah, I don't fear poverty for you. Walakinni akhsha an tuftah alaykum ad-dunya. Fatunafisuha kama tanafasuha man kana qablakum. Fatuhlikukum kama ahlakatum. He said, by Allah, I don't fear poverty for you. But I fear that the dunya will open one day for you. And then you will chase after it like those who chased after it before you. And it will destroy you like it destroyed them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. I've said this before, I say it again. Money is not the root to all evil. Money, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with halal money, alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah from Allah. It's a favor from Allah. We just have to understand the responsibility of it. In other words, to prepare for the day of qiyamah. مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتَ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ. Your money, where did you get it from and how did you spend it? And it could be your ticket to Jannah. It could be your ticket to Jannah. So money is not the root to, it's the love of money. When we allow that wealth into our hearts, when we allow these material possessions into our hearts, futile, without purpose. And then we start to compromise. We compromise. We transgress the boundaries and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to attain that which we love. And in the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain righteousness until you spend of that which you love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts of the love of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding that we are only here for a very short time. And help us, give us the tawfiq to prepare for that ultimate success when we'll be gathered under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah to be entered fi jannatin na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a request to make dua for Sister Fatima Esop. She's undergoing an operation today. In actual fact, I think they are still busy with the operation. Well, please make dua for her health and a speedy recovery. Ameen. Inshallah, we make dua on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, not Black Friday, on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the hand of the surgeon and make the operation a success. Bi idhnillahi ta'ala al-wahid al-dayyan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa